Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would a carpenter use?
Yeah, use them in construction.
Okay, okay. You fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay, and if you're using one of those, you'd say you are
brushing.
Okay.
My hair.
Old-fashioned straight razors. They used to sharpen on a leather
strap.
What?
Leather strap, razor strap.
Okay. What do you call those things you put in a revolver?
Bullets? What are you talking about? What kind of revolver?
Yeah.
Shells, bullets, cartridges.
What was the last thing?
Cartridges.
Okay. Piece of playground equipment. They got a board, and a kid gets on one end, and a kid gets on the other, and they go up and down. You call a
seesaw.
Okay. And if kids were playing on that, you'd say they were
seesawing.
Okay. And have you ever seen a limber plank that's fixed at both ends, you know, held down, and then a kid gets in the middle and jump up and down on it?
On a board?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Also, there's another kind of homemade thing that there's a plank and it's fixed in the middle like to a stump or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then a kid gets on each end and they go around.
A teeter? I don't know. My cousin had one. It also goes up and down?
No, it just goes around. It doesn't go up and down.
Oh, a merry-go-round?
Okay. So if you tie a rope to a tire or something and tie it to a tree limb and then it can go back and forth, you call it
a tire swing.
Okay. And it used to be when people had coal that would heat their house, they had the coal, you know, piled over in a corner somewhere, and they had the furnace over here, and they'd have to have things they could carry to get the coal from the pile to the furnace. And what would you call that thing?
A shovel.
Okay. You know of anything else that they might use?
A bucket, I don't know.
Okay. On an old-fashioned pot-belly stove, what would you call the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney that would take the smoke out of it?
The smoke pipe, what is it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. A small vehicle that you might have to carry grass or leaves, has a little wheel in front and two handles in the back, and you push it like this.
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. What do you sharpen a pocket knife on?
I don't know what you call it.
A little thing that you hold in your hand?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you call that little stone? A whetstone?
Okay. Okay. Okay, there's a big kind of thing that you sharpen things on. It's round. It's just kind of a pump that you pump with your foot, and it turns, and you can sharpen something large, like a scythe or something like that.
I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Okay, I drove over here in a
car.
Okay. And if something in my car is squeaking, they have to lubricate it, and they would have to, what's the car?
Grease.
What?
Grease.
Okay. And you might say yesterday they...
Grease.
Okay. And if the grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands are all...
Greasy.
Okay. And if you have a door hinge that's squeaking, you'd have to do what to it?
Oil it.
Okay. And what is it they used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. Anything else they might call it?
Oil.
Okay. Any particular kind of oil?
Fuel oil.
Okay. What might you call a makeshift lamp that's made with a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Kerosene lamp.
Okay. Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Okay. And if they've just built a boat and they're just going to push out in the water for the first time, you say they're going to
christen the boat.
Okay. Usually to christen it, they break a bottle over its bow or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they push it out into the water and you say
launch.
What?
Launch.
Okay. Let's see. What kind of a boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?